this is a contested election. The media doesn't decide who becomes president. If they did, you would never have a Republican president forever. So we're discounting them. So what happened? The Trump team has canvassed all early voters and absentee mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, and they found over 100 people they think were dead, but 15 people that we verified to have been dead who voted. But here's the one that gets me. 6 people registered after they died and voted. In Pennsylvania, I guess you're never out of it. If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona, or more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud. John James, do not concede. These computers in Michigan do not pass the smell test. Keep fighting for every legal and live vote. The FBI is investigating it along with the postal inspector, and our committee will be talking to this gentleman. I don't know where that goes, but I do know that we have evidence of 6 people in Pennsylvania registering after they died and voting after they died, and we haven't looked at the entire system. So to my Republican colleagues out there, we have to fight back or we will accept our fate. I want Pennsylvania to explain to the American people how 6 people after they die can register and vote in Pennsylvania. I want the computer systems in Michigan that flip votes from Republicans to Democrats to be looked at, and the software was used all over the country. There's a lot of shenanigans going on here. If I were President Trump, I would take all this to court. I'd fight back, and from a Republican point of view, mail-in balloting is a nightmare for us. The post office is now the new election center. It's the wild, wild west when it comes to mail-in balloting. Everything we worried about has come true. So if we don't fight back in 2020, we're never going to win again presidentially. A lot's at stake here.